from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the nightclub assault in Istanbul New Year's Day that left 39 dead, many foreigners, wounded dozens of others. It said the attack was in retaliation for Turkey's presence in Syria. Turkish authorities searching for the lone gunman have arrested 8 suspects.
8 kişi gözaltındadır ve bu anlamda da
Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmuş told reporters Monday that authorities have obtained the fingerprints and basic description of the gunman and expressed confidence his identity would be established soon. American businessman William Jacob Rick was one of those who survived Sunday's attack.
All I can say is it's a massive tragedy. This is very unfortunate. This is a very good country, and it's so unfortunate that this is happening to you guys. And I really feel for everybody here. For me, I wake up in the United States, I eat breakfast. You guys wake up and have to think of this. It's so, so sad. I really wish everybody here the best.
Rake, a 35-year-old businessman from the state of Delaware, was shot in the leg, the only American casualty in Sunday's attack. 2 more Gambian radio stations have been ordered to be shut down, the second and third to be closed in recent days amid a political standoff in the West African country. The reason for the closures remains unknown. President Yahya Jammeh reversed himself, refusing to accept his December 1st defeat at the polls to opposition candidate Adama Barrow. The Gambian leader cited numerous voting irregularities and demanded a new election. He has rejected mediation by the regional bloc ECOWAS. Mr. Barrow is proceeding with plans for his inauguration January 19th. This is VOA News. In Baghdad, at least 24 people were killed, dozens wounded Monday by a car bomb that Islamic State said it detonated. The blast occurred at a market in the Shia Sadr district. It was also an attack on a police station in the city of Samarra, north of Baghdad, by gunmen wearing suicide vests. Monday's attacks occurred as French President Francois Hollande visited Iraq, vowing Islamic State would soon be beaten. He also spoke with French troops, telling them their efforts in Iraq against Islamic State are preventing terror attacks in their home country. Police Monday questioned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in an investigation over allegations that he received gifts from businessmen while in office. The Haaretz newspaper said the decision was authorized by the country's attorney general, who decided there was enough evidence to warrant a criminal probe. Mr. Netanyahu insists he did nothing wrong. President-elect Donald Trump has used his Twitter account to take aim at North Korea after its leader Kim Jong-un said Pyongyang is in the last stage of preparing a test of an intercontinental ballistic missile. Mr. Trump said it won't happen, a reference to any such missile reaching the U.S. Cedric Layton is an international risk assessment expert and former Air Force intelligence officer.
I think that the North Korean leader was very clearly indicating that, you know, what their path forward was. And Mr. Trump took the opportunity to warn the North Korean leader that any action that would result in the development of an intercontinental nuclear-capable ballistic missile would result in some kind of retaliatory action on the part of the United States.
Mr. Trump criticized China, who he said benefits from what he called one-sided trade with the U.S., but not helping out with North Korea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman Tuesday said China's efforts to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula should be obvious to all. The Montreal-based International Civil Aviation Organization, a UN agency, said global passenger air traffic increased in 2016 by 6%, fueled in large part by low-cost carriers. Jeffrey Thomas operates the website airlineratings.com.
One thing seems to be constant. Air travel continues to grow as airfares continue to decline, particularly in relation to average weekly earnings. It's never been cheaper to fly than it is today.
A total of 3.7 billion passengers were transported by air last year. A computer malfunction at several U.S. airports caused long delays Monday as travelers returned from the long Christmas-New Year's holiday. The technology disruption impacting the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. SpaceX plans to return flights to orbit to deploy satellites next week after an investigation into why one of its rockets burst into flames in September. It has been determined a tank failed in a larger second-stage liquid oxygen tank. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.